shared different times I remember coming into the living room, and my mother had a red mark across her forehead. And I discovered that red mark across her forehead was that she had been down praying with her head down in the chair. And I am sure I was a recipient of those prayers many a time. So I am very thankful for praying mothers this morning. I'm thankful to have had a mother that set a godly example, most of all, and that loved unconditionally. And I know there are many mothers here this morning that also are in that place, and we love and appreciate each one of you today. Desire and interest in your prayers, we look in the scripture this morning. The nature of the message the Lord gave me is not necessarily to the mothers directly, it's to what made you a mother. I'd like to talk to the children a little bit today. We have, as we get older, many times, some of us at least, are trying to work on getting some weight off. Now, the title of the message is Give Weight to Your Parents. We'll try to take it off, and I'd like to encourage the children to put it on this morning. To give some weight to your parents. I'd like to begin over in the book of Exodus in the 20th chapter. And the message is not just to the young children, it is to all of us that have parents, whether they are young or whether they are old. In Exodus, in the 20th chapter, we have the Ten Commandments that God gave. And I would say that when God summarized something in as few of things as 10, we ought to give a lot of importance to what they say. And one of those, the first commandment that dealt with the interaction of people and their relationships, had to do with children and their parents. The first few commandments dealt with our relationship with God. And then in the 12th verse of the 20th chapter, it said, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." So all of the previous commands had to do with relationship with God. Talked about loving God, talked about keeping the Sabbath day holy, talked about not taking the name of the Lord in vain. It had to do with relationship between us and God. And then the next commandment that he gave outside of that was our relationship with our parents. And he said, "Honor thy father and thy mother." And he said that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord God giveth thee. See, the relationship between a child and their parent is the first and most fundamental relationship that will ever exist. Because that is where you learn to love. It's where you learn to obey. It's where you learn to get along. It's where you learn to acknowledge rules and have guidance. It's in a relationship that it's in the home between a parent and their children. It is the foundation of human society. And I believe that's why the Lord put importance on it when he said, "Honor your father and mother," because where you find children not honoring their father and mother, you will find chaos. You will eventually find anarchy, and that is what's happening in our world today. We can try to fix the political system. I don't think we're going to be real successful. We can try to fix the problems that exist in the school system. Many teachers, I read an article just a week or two ago, many teachers are leaving because there's no respect being given to them in the school system. Children aren't respecting their teachers, and so why would you want to put yourself in that situation? People are not respecting police officers today. Those in authority, there's very little respect being given, but the answer to those problems starts in the home. Because when children learn to honor their father and their mother, that respect will carry over into other relationships that exist in society. I will say, when you young people take note of this, when you find a young man that is not respectful of his mother, Young ladies, don't marry him. Because more often than not, probably I would say 99% of the time probably, he will not respect you as his wife. A young man that does not respect his mother will carry that same attitude into his marriage. And the other side of that's true as well. You find a young lady that's disrespectful of her dad and is snide and just talks back to him and is disrespectful to her father, that's how she's going to treat you as a husband. So young men, take note of that. When you find a young lady and you think she's pretty and nice and has a lot of good qualities, but you observe how she treats her father, if she doesn't treat him with respect, stay away from him. And if you do that, you will thank me one day. But if you find a young lady that shows respect to her father, she's learned something valuable. And more often than not, she will treat a husband that same way. So that it pays to take note of those qualities and those virtues. And the Lord knew that. So he said, honor your father and mother. Because the fabric of society is based upon the relationship that children have with their parents. And I want to encourage you young people and you children today, honor your father and your mother. Have great respect and regard for them. See, honoring parents was so vital in the Old Testament. And God was showing us how important it was. You know what the penalty of disrespect was in the Old Testament? Now, there would be a lot fewer young people today if the Old Testament were followed. From my understanding, this was rarely carried out even in the Old Testament, but it was still what the law said. Honoring parents was so vital that the punishment for striking a parent, so if a child hit their parent, I'm not talking about a little three-year-old that doesn't know what they're doing. But if an older child, if they hit their parent, whether they were 15 or 25, the penalty was death in the Old Testament. In other words, that was a great disrespect for a child to ever raise their hand. Now you say, well, I won't raise my hand, but I'll sure raise my voice to my parent. Do you know what the penalty for cursing your father and mother was in the Old Testament? Matthew 15, verse 4, Jesus repeated this to the Pharisees. He said, God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. The penalty of a stubborn son and a rebellious daughter was to take them out and stone them. Like I said, I don't believe, from my understanding historically, it was rarely done, but it's what the law said. And the point of that for us this morning is not to go have stonings. This is Old Testament doctrine. But to understand the importance of honor. Our society is not esteeming parents like they should. And people think, well, I'm just going to do it my own way and I know better. A 15-year-old trying to tell their mom and dad that they know better. Hey, Vanessa, honey, it wasn't because you're 15. That just came out 15. But a child, a young person, thinking that I've got it figured out and I don't have to be respectful to my mom and dad in how I treat them, in how I talk to them. I remember as a child looking at my mother the wrong way. And I didn't say a word. I remember I asked my mom if I could do something one time and she told me no. Well, there was no point to go ask dad. Because he was respecting it. My wife said it. We're on the same page here. And he's going to back it up even if it was fine with him. Children, don't play your parents against one another. Parents, if you know what mom or dad already told the children, you back them up. Don't tell your children, well, I think mom wasn't right or dad said that, but I think it's fine. You are disrespecting your husband or wife to do that. Is this okay? This is where we live. Is this all right? So the scripture then, let me get back to my story. So I asked my mother if I could sleep outside, because we did that sometime. For whatever reason, I still don't know why, but for whatever reason it was, she said no. Okay, and I'm sure she had a good reason for it at the time. So then the next week rolls around, and there would be nothing wrong with reapproaching that subject. But instead of asking my mother, I asked my dad. Because last week, Mom said no. So I said, Dad, is it okay if I sleep outside? I was like, yeah, it's fine. And I looked at my mom. Wrong move. I didn't sleep outside. Point being is, it was just a look. But you know, that taught me something. It's not just what you say, it's how you look. It's your attitude. And the scripture is so strong in their teaching of show honor to your father and mother. You don't look at them with that. Have you seen children, they get that look and they squint their eyes and look at, that ought to never happen. And if it happens, it should be once. I remember throwing a tantrum. I didn't throw a lot of tantrums, but I remember seeing someone do it and I thought I'd try it. I think I did it once. I went home. I distinctly remember I was with my mom and I went home and I threw myself down on the floor and kicked my legs. I realized that wasn't the right thing to do. But she taught me, you show honor and you show respect. You don't act that way. It is imperative for parents to require respect from their children. At 1 year old, you may say, oh, isn't that cute? I don't think it's cute from a 1 year old when they're disrespectful. I don't think it's cute when they start hitting them because they're upset. That's not cute, because when they have to be taught at a young age, you don't speak disrespectfully. If you hear your fathers, if you hear your little child speak disrespectfully to mom, you step right in there and say, you don't talk to your mother that way. And you back that up, that they know you don't look disrespectful to them. Because when you do it with mom and dad, you're going to do it with husband and wife. You're going to do it with siblings. You're going to do it with your teachers. You're going to do it with people in authority over you. And we wonder why our world is in such a problem. And we can talk about politics, and we can talk about how to discipline your children or not discipline them. And we can argue about the right way for the schools to operate and all of these things. It starts in the home. When mom and dad fail to teach their children to honor them at a very young age, that disrespect will flow through the fabric of society. And so the Lord said, honor your father and mother. Well, it's a serious thing to show dishonor. It's one of the signs of the time. Paul spoke about this in the New Testament. And in the book of 2 Timothy, in the 3rd chapter, in the 2nd verse, he said, he was talking about in the last days, perilous times would come. And he listed many things that would happen in the last days. He said, men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud. And then he said something else. He said, disobedient to parents. One of the signs of the last days that we are in are children being disobedient to their parents. Have children always been disobedient? Yes, they have. But we are seeing more and more of it in society today. Very little honor and respect being given. So what does it mean then to honor? Because he said, honor your father and mother. And Ephesians chapter 6, honor thy father and thy mother. So that Old Testament commandment is retaught in the New Testament. All right? Honor your father and your mother. So in the Old Testament, the word honor, it means to make heavy. So remember I told you, you need to make your parents heavy? You need to give them weight. That's what it means to honor. The Hebrew word for honor means to make heavy. In other words, we still today, sometimes even in our language, in English, we still say, well, how much weight are you giving to this? In other words, how much value are you placing on this? So that's what it means to make heavy. Give a lot of weight to your mother and your father. So when they teach you things or they tell you what to do, is it fair to say how much weight are you giving to them? Or it's like, yeah, it's mom and dad in the roll of the eyes. That didn't work in my home either. Roll of the eyes is a sign of disrespect when mom and dad tell you to do something. It means I'm not giving you weight. I'm not making heavy what you're saying. I think I know better. And so the eyes roll. That's disrespectful. That's not honoring your mother and your father. And so then it's not giving them the weight. So it means to make weighty, to esteem or to give respect. Also in the New Testament, the word honor in the Greek, it means to prize or to value. So when it said honor your father and mother, it was that's a prize. Value that. Highly esteem that. This is fundamental. Honor your father and mother. Prize it. Value it. When you have a mother and father that teach you and care for you and love you enough to say, you know what, this isn't good for you. I don't want you doing that. Whether you're 3 or 16 and your parents say, this isn't good for you. I don't want you doing that. I want to encourage you all this morning, you children, young people, prize that. Value that. Because do you realize how many children do not have parents doing that in our society today? Many parents don't care enough, and they're just, it's this laissez-faire attitude. Let their children go and do whatever they want, and we wonder why our society's in the mess that it is. So value your parents and prize them and give weight to them. Well, place a high value. The scripture says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. So there was a promise given to those that would honor their father and mother. And that promise was, he said, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Do you want it to be well with you? I think we'd all say, yes, I want it to be well with me. Honor your father and your mother. Because they have your best interest at heart, and God values that honor. Now, do all parents always make every decision 100% correctly? No, do you know, parents, we make mistakes, and y'all don't need to say amen. Our young people don't need to say amen too loudly. But we make mistakes. We're human. We err. There's sometimes we meant well, but you know what? I should have handled that differently, or, you know, I realize I made the wrong decision. But all in all, compare that we feel, parents fill a place in a child's life that no one else can fill. And the Lord honored us honoring our parents. He put value on it. And he said, if you honor your parents, whether you think they're right or not, you obey them. Do you realize that's part of honoring is obedience today? Part of honor is obedience. It means doing what they tell you to do. Without a roll of the eye, without that, well, I guess I'll do it. That's disrespectful. But it's with a heart that I value my mother and father and I honor them. And the Lord said, if you do what they say, he said, it's going to be well with you. You will be blessed when you obey your parents and show honor to them. There's a special blessing that God has for you. So that, Lord, help all the children, the young people in our world today. Children, in Colossians chapter 3, it says, children, obey your parents in most things. Is that what it says? It says in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. You want to please the Lord? Do you know this is, if children that want to serve the Lord and they say, what do I do to serve the Lord? This is the best and the foremost thing you can do in serving the Lord. It's obeying your parents. 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, obey your parents. And if you do not obey your parents, you are displeasing to God and you are not living for God like He wants you to. Because this is where serving God starts. It starts in your home as you submit yourself to those that God placed in your home to lead you and guide you and direct you. Oh, children, obey your parents in all things. Our parents are worthy of honor. And we've heard that this morning at breakfast and some of the songs that were sung and the things that were said. Our parents, our mothers,
our fathers, they are worthy of so much honor. There are so many sacrifices they made for us. Renee, we were noticing yesterday at the graduations and the slideshow that was shown of the children. There's a lot of living that goes in. You know, there's a lot of things that go in that parents do for their children, just life on a daily basis. But as children, are they appreciating and honoring that sacrifice? Well, children, we are all children of someone here. We are the offspring of our parents. That means that we are part of them. And that means that we carry their DNA. It means that we were there. We were, or they chose us. They brought us in. That's worthy of honor right there. Some say, well, what about dysfunctional homes? Do you know that there have been dysfunctional homes from the very beginning? Adam and Eve had a lot of dysfunction in their home. One of their sons killed their other son. Eve, you know what Eve did? The influence she had on her son. But there's a lot of dysfunction there. Think about Abraham and Sarah. That's a lot. That's a little dysfunction if I went and told someone, and I know they were half brother and sister. But he didn't want to claim her as his wife. He didn't want to cause problem with the king. So he said, this is my sister. I say that's dysfunction. It's dysfunction when they didn't have a child and he took Sarah's handmaiden, Hagar. That's dysfunction. So people look on our, what about Isaac and Rebecca? The deceitfulness there. So people say, well, what do we do in a dysfunctional home? What does the Bible say? It says, honor your father and mother. Even when there is dysfunction, even when maybe there are some problems or there are some things that maybe not quite right, or dad has this characteristic that I can't respect that thing in his life. You might not respect the thing, but you respect him as your father. You respect her as your mother. You still show honor even in the middle of dysfunction. And so commandment of honoring our parents, it's still incumbent upon all of us today. Okay? Practically, we talked about obedience. Children, obey. Obedience is one of the greatest ways you can show honor to your parents. If you disobey your parents and you think, well, they'll never know, I can get away with it. Anybody ever done that? Done something that you didn't think your parents knew about? You might have gotten away with it on the surface, but you are tearing something down in your life when you did it. So children, young people, you may think you have mom and dad fooled. And I'll tell you what, more often than not, you're not fooling them as much as you think you are. A lot of times they know more what's going on than what you think. That's a reality. But I know there's plenty of times that probably when children get to be 20, 25, 30, and you're sitting around, it's like, yeah, you know what I did when I was 15 or when I was 10 or, you know, and it's like, oh, you waited 20 years before you told us what was going on. But the reality is it does damage to your character when you disobey mom and dad, even if they never know about it. Because what you're doing in your mind and in your heart is, I can get away with this and I can circumvent God-given authority in my life. And that mentality will carry through with your husband, with your wife, with your boss on the job, in society. And that's why it's so important to honor and to obey your mother and father. To speak respectfully. Do you know that speaking respectfully to your mother and father, there is no time limitation on the scripture. It says, honor your father and mother until you are 18 years old. Do you know, as a 50-year-old man, the Bible still teaches me to honor my father and my mother. And my dad, people can have a good time and you can joke with each other and stuff. But you know, the reality is you should not speak to your father or your mother the same way you speak to your sibling, even if you're an adult. There is still a level of a place of respect, a line that you should not cross over, that you might be a little more flippant with your brother or sister. Maybe you shouldn't, but you might be. And it's not necessarily disrespectful, but you shouldn't speak that same way to mom and dad. It doesn't matter how old you are. You might be 60, and if your parents are 80 years old, you are still to speak with honor and respect to them. Well, one of the challenges that many young people have today, they're trying to do the minimum that mom and dad say to just keep them off their back and to stay out of their business. So I'll go along to get along with mom and dad just enough to kind of keep them out of my hair as much as possible. So I'm not going to do everything they want me to do, but I'll do enough of it to try to, you know, placate them. That's what our world is doing today. That is not honor. Do you know, rather than children and young people seeing their mom and dad as the enemy, do you realize how blessed it is in a home when young people and children can embrace their parents and give weight to their parents? I prize you. I value you. I value your guidance and your knowledge and being there for me. And I honor that. And maybe I don't always understand, but I honor you and I submit myself to you. Do you realize that if you are not at peace in the home, this is where it starts? Young people, children, you say, man, I've seen mom and dad just for this. And it just seems like there's this contention. There's just these pressures. It starts with you. Honor your father and your mother. You show respect to them, and it will be well with you. God said it would be. He promised it. It's the first commandment with promise. It's going to be well with you, and I'll bless you. It will bring peace. Do you know it's better to submit to your parents even when you don't see it or you disagree with it? You will be happier when you just submit to your mom and dad, even if you don't get to go where you want to go. Even if you don't get to do what you want. Well, everybody's doing it. Young people, listen. When children say, well, everybody's doing it, the red lights go off for me. If everybody's doing it, you probably shouldn't do it. Because everybody's doing things they shouldn't do. So when mom and dad say, you know what, I just don't feel comfortable with it, and there's some reasons why I don't think it's best for you to go, you can discuss it with respect. But there comes a point, you honor and you submit to mom and dad. Honor thy father and thy mother. Not speaking ill of them. That's another way of honoring mom and dad. Do you know when I get with my the guy friends and girlfriends, and we're just all, you know, talking about mom and dad, and they just don't get it. Do you realize that's not honoring them? That's not giving weight to your parents. That's not giving weight to your parents. It is honoring your parents to never run them down to anybody. It's just like in a marriage. In our marriage vows, I will protect my wife's reputation like I do my own. I don't go telling my wife's fault. Now, y'all might not even think she has any. She doesn't go, let me turn it around. She doesn't go around saying, well, Michael has these faults. Because I've got faults. I have things that y'all don't need all be nodding your head with me as I'm talking here either. But the reality is that it's because I'm married to her and I protect her reputation. You realize that children should have that same mentality and heart with their parents. That I'm not out talking about my parents and what I don't like about mom and dad. It's popular to do that in the world. There's a lot of that going on. It ought not to be. Honor your father and thy mother. Give weight to them. Whether they're listening or not, you give weight to them and it will be well with you. We'll conclude here momentarily. Interestingly enough, and I mentioned this, the commandment of honoring your parents does not have an expiration date on it. Doesn't have an expiration date on it. And in adulthood, parents are to be honored and shown respect. Do you know that it seems like in our world today we live in a very selfish world? We live in a very selfish world. And when you get out of the home and you start your own family, do you realize that you still have a mom and dad? If they're still living, you might still have a mom or dad down there that's thinking about, well, I wonder what my daughter's doing today. I wonder what my son's doing. I haven't heard from him for a week. I haven't heard from him for a month. I haven't heard from him for a couple months. I wonder how things are going. Do you realize that part of honoring your mother and father is keeping communication? It's keeping contact with them. Call them, say, hey, I was just thinking about you. How are you doing today? You don't have to talk for 2 hours, but just to touch base with them. Don't forget, children, don't forget your mother. Can I say that all right? Can I get some amens from the moms and grandmas? Don't forget your mother. When she gets old, she needs you. When your father gets old, whether it's 50 or 80, y'all, when he gets old, he needs you. He needs you to show, give him some attention that you're not forgotten. We just have life to live. That's part of showing respect. We live in a time many times people are placing the care of their elderly and putting them away somewhere. Now, I want to say this. I know that there are elderly people that they choose to go into a nursing home. That's by choice, okay? And that's fine if that's what they want to do. But I have told my parents and my mother-in-law, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, we've got a room for them. They have given so much. They took care of us for 18 years. Can we take care of them for 18 years? Can we feed them and clean up their mess? We say, well, that's part of honoring. It's part of giving back to those that took care of us. Let's not forget our parents in old age because there's no expiration on honor your mom and dad. Show honor and respect that it may be well with thee. I am so thankful this morning for the mothers that are with us and the grandmothers. We love you all. We appreciate you. And we want to show you honor, not by just a card today or some flowers or some balloons. Those are all nice and those are all important. But tomorrow morning, Monday, when life gets rolling again, fathers, children, young people, let's show respect and honor to our wives, to our mothers, showing them we value them. And I want to give weight still today to my mother and to my father. I want to make them heavy. I would like to encourage you children and young people to go home with a renewed purpose to make your parents heavy in your life. That's what it means to honor. Amen.